Deep down in Louisiana, close to New Orleans.
Play a little Yo McElroy trivia 10 minutes from now. 8 o'clock hour. How can the Jets actually sign Kirk Cousins for $60 million guaranteed? Why they could do it and why they should not do it. Have that for you coming up. Little Johnny Be Good for our buddy John Laser, voice of the Hokies. Brought to you by Cowan Gates. 11 attorneys on staff there for you in any case. And the Hokies got a big one tonight against Clemson. John joining us now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline. I've always thought you should have an intro song. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, I like that. I also like that movie Johnny Be Good. I can't remember what year it came out, Wes, but I think maybe late 80s. I wanted to be Johnny in that scenario when he was toured around some college campuses to be their quarterback.
There was a movie called Johnny Be Good?
You've never seen that? Seriously?
No. Every time I hear that song, I always think of the scene in Back to the Future. Marvin, it's your cousin, Marvin Berry. Please tell me.
But you'll like this movie. It's about a hotshot quarterback who's being courted by various methods from some of the powerhouse programs nationally.
All right.
With an 80s twist on it.
All right. I got Little Girl All Day Friday, so on the list. John Laser, I will not be watching any movies tonight. I will have a lot of basketball in here, including Virginia Tech. Now, they take care of business this weekend. They had to take care of business. They got the 20-point win at Georgia Tech. Now they come home, and they go from one gauntlet to the next, Lays. The last three were on the road. These three are at home. Clemson, I know you sit down with Buzz every Monday night. I know he is the master motivator. What were his words about this game and about this final stretch?
Yeah, I think what he's telling his team is one, it's good to be home, and he was exceptionally pleased with the way they played against Georgia Tech on Saturday, and I think a lot of people have glossed over what they did to Georgia Tech because of what has happened to Georgia Tech this year, but it was Virginia Tech playing at a level that we hadn't seen even in some of their victories over North Carolina and even Virginia, and the way that they moved the basketball, the way that they defended, the way that they just, to use Buzz Williams' words, took the spirit of Georgia Tech, and to get to the most lopsided ACC road win in the history of the program is certainly saying something regardless of who you're playing. So I think they come home with a tremendous amount of confidence. I don't think Buzz has done a ton this week in terms of the rah-rah and all those things. He's gone back to the same system that they've been running in practice for the last 3 weeks, and I think he's more personnel-focused right now. I think he recognizes that he's gotten the team to the place mentally where he thinks he needs them to be for the final couple of months of the season, and I would say that backdating it or postdating it 3 weeks, 4 weeks back to after that Miami loss. I think he feels like this team is going to compete on a game-by-game basis the way in which they need to the rest of the way. It doesn't mean it's always going to work out your way because of the competition level that you're facing, particularly over the next three games. But at the same time, I think that's something that he feels pretty good about right now.
Okay, let's backdate it. Let's postdate it 3 weeks ago. What has Devin Wilson meant to this team and what they've been doing over the past 3 weeks?
Well, I think it's just been a wholesale change because nothing that they're doing is revolutionary, right, Wes? You know, it's getting the gaps, it's ball pressure, it's knowing that your assignments, and it's knowing where you're helping. Is it helping out? Is it helping up in terms of what your assignment is? And it's Devin Wilson coming in and being the toughest player on the floor in terms of that blue-collar mentality. You know, you look back before Miami, and there was kind of a question that people would ask in hushed tones, even during practice, you know, when was the last time we took a charge? And it had been 3, 4, 5 games since Virginia Tech had taken a charge. And when was the last time we did X? When was the last time we did Y? And everything that they were saying were just kind of those grit type plays that you're used to seeing from a Buzz Williams team. You know, Buzz Williams, for whatever reason, felt like they had gotten away from being the hunter or the underdog, whatever you want to do in your Eagles vernacular, over the last month or so. And it was true. You know, I think this team had gotten to the point. I was watching last night that game between Arkansas and Kentucky, and the Arkansas coach was yelling at his guys in the huddle, "Guys, we've gotten back to just trying to outscore people. You've got to defend. You've got to make people uneasy." And Virginia Tech was not doing that. On some occasions, they were capable of outscoring people, but now Devin Wilson's insertion has gotten them to the place where they're trying to compete with people on both ends of the floor. And while he's not nearly the offensive player from a shooting perspective that Ahmed Hill is, he still gives you the intangible things. He's smart enough to recognize when the ball movement finds him for an open three rather than just pass it out of there and get the ball stuck. He's driving and he's forcing action. He's getting there. He's he's drawing fouls on people along with those penetration lanes and all those things. So he's added an absolute other element to this team that they were certainly lacking. And now the question is, how do you go to the next level? Well, there's certainly some defensive things that you can do, but you've also got to try to find a way to get Ahmed Hill back involved more so than the handful of minutes that he's been playing over the last couple games.
All right, that might be the answer to the next question. Wes McElroy, John Lazor, brought to you by Cowan Gates. You got the Hokies, you got Clemson tonight. 96.1 FM is where you can hear this stretch. And it's right here on paper. Clemson, then Louisville. And let's leave out Duke here. I don't want to go there just yet, especially after what we saw in the last matchup. But what's going to be the difference for Virginia Tech to get both of these games, one of these games? Let's just start with tonight. What's going to be the difference to push Virginia Tech over the hump where they couldn't get Florida State at home, they couldn't get Miami at home, but they got to get Clemson tonight?
This is a really interesting matchup. I'm really intrigued. Normally after this segment, Wes, I go back to bed, and then I get up at some point. But not today, buddy. I'm up and I'm raring to go because this is what it's all about, coming down to these matchups. And what changes things dramatically was the news that Brad Brunell announced yesterday, and that's that Shelton Mitchell is not going to play again tonight, unfortunately, due to that concussion. But he's the point guard, and essentially what that is for Virginia Tech fans, would be trying to go into a road game without Justin Robinson. And there's still a lot of talent on this team. It's still a very capable defensive team, but how are they going to find their identity offensively without the guy that really makes things go? And for Virginia Tech, the next step, Wes, and how they win is taking what they've been doing, which is essentially packing the middle, making it nearly impossible to drive to the rim. If this sounds familiar for those in Charlottesville, it should. Same type of concepts, but how are you also able to fly back out on the shooters? Because that's how Clemson's going to try to come in and win tonight, is to heat up from outside, and that's been a strategy that has worked against Virginia Tech. It's not what Miami did, but it's certainly what Duke did. It's what Virginia was forced to try to do at their place and was unable to do, but that's what Virginia Tech needs to do in their evolution and their elevation, is to try to continue to take away those driving lanes while also contesting three-point shots outside, namely from Gabe DeVoe tonight. If Marquise Reed gets going early in this game, Wes, that will be problematic. For those that are watching the game from a Virginia Tech perspective, you can expect DeVoe to probably get off a number of shots and hit a few of those. But at the same time, if you're containing those two, then you should be in pretty good shape.
He's up. He's at him. He's going to go grab life by the horns. He's out of bed. Should go down to that breakfast spot you took me down the street from you. What is that place called?
Joe's Diner, and that's exactly where I'm going here in about 10 minutes.
That is some for the fine people who know Blacksburg well, that is a fantastic breakfast spot. All right, buddy. We'll have a great call tonight. We'll be listening 96.1 FM, John Lazor, Mike Burnup. Thanks, partner.
Thanks, my friend.
You got it. We'll do it again next Wednesday. He's brought to you by Cowan Gates, 11 attorneys on staff there for you in any case.